Welcome to a podcast of The Mike Novak Show. You can listen to Mike live Sunday mornings from 9 to 11 Central on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
This is the season. My name is Wednesday. My partner is Frank Jones. The chief is Captain Kellogg. December the 24th, Christmas Eve, they brought in a guy named Grudge. When I heard what they booked him on, my blood ran cold. It was a 409-6325-096704. Not believing in Santa Claus. 4:35 p.m. I was working the holiday watch at a homicide with Frank.
Hang up your stocking yet, Joe?
Yeah, just before I come down. You too, Frank?
Always do. Hung it up early just in case I have to work late tonight. Wouldn't want to miss out when Santa Claus comes, you know.
Sure wouldn't. Be a shame.
What you gonna do tomorrow, Joe? What you gonna do on Christmas? You got any plans?
Nothing much.
Why don't you come by the house, Joe? We're going to have Christmas dinner. You know, all the trimmings. Turkey, celery stuffing, oysters maybe, chestnuts. All the trimmings. Cranberry sauce. Love to have you. The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them little carrot sticks. You know, olives, pickles, scallions. Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions. Did you ever notice that, Joe?
Ever notice what, Frank?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Scallions.
Anytime after two, Joe. Love to have you.
Well, I'll see.
Love to have you.
Well, I'll see.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them carrot sticks. You know them little carrot sticks? Olives, pickles, scallions.
Let's not go through that again.
Love to have you. Go through what again, Joe?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Oh. You noticed that too, huh, Joe?
Christmas is a fun time. It is a fun time every December. It is also a joy month. I like this holiday a lot.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Christmas is a fun time to get gifts. People stay home for the holidays. They spend time with their children. That's what it is all about.
Merry Christmas.
This hour of the Mike Novak Show is brought to you by The Care of Trees. Their business is people and their love for trees. Here he is again, Mike Novak.
And I thought I'd do something a little different for the beginning of the show here, because it is the holiday, and Denny Sheeter's in the building. How are you, Denny?
Hey, doing good, bud. How you doing?
I'm doing great. We have a special guest here that I wasn't counting on, but here she is in the studio.
Christmas elfie, Jenny.
The Christmas elf, Jennifer Brennan. Brought in coffee cake.
All right.
My world famous cinnamon sour cream walnut coffee cake.
Oh,
it's
wow.
My great grandmother's recipe.
Oh, wow.
You got to understand. Now, of course, those of you listening, good morning and welcome to the Mike Novak Show, the Christmas version. I am here live in the studio.
No pre-recording yet.
No. Well, there will be pre-recording later. Now, as you know, Dennis, you were part of it. We're later in the show. My world famous It's a Wonderful Slice of It's a Wonderful Life with the WCPT players.
Oh, yeah.
You know, lots of production stuff on the air this morning. Mike Sanders did hit. Now, mine doesn't have any zombies in it. Unless you consider Potter a zombie.
Or Ron Calgill. Merry Christmas, Captain.
Merry Christmas, Ron Calgill.
Look out.
Oh, wow. That's just cruel.
Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. Well, he's not here, so we can say anything we want. And and Ron Calgill is part of the team today. He will be playing Uncle Billy, zombie Uncle Billy. Dennis, you've got I don't know how many roles, but I got them listed on my website. You're part of this. You've got Mean Man and Man Number One and Man Number Two and St. Joseph.
Yep.
I love and there's a wonderful point in the show, and I left it in where Dennis goes he's reading the script and it says man, and he's supposed to do his line. He goes, "Is this a different man?" So we just left it in.
Playing multiple characters in that one.
And see, when I read your page this morning, I thought there would be a whole bunch of people in the studio. So that's why I sliced the coffee cake up so nicely.
That's okay.
We'll just have more for you and Kathleen.
We'll just go out on the street and deliver it.
Oh, no, to whoever.
Well, lucky for her, we're pigs. So we'll eat the whole thing.
And that's okay too.
But then of course, Lisa Albrecht plays Mary, and Sarah Batka plays several roles, including Violet and Mrs. Bailey and Janie and Zuzu.
And a piano.
Zuzu, my little ginger snap, how do you feel?
You could do the whole thing right now.
I could do it right now. But I'm not going to because it's already there. We recorded this couple. Oh, special guest star appearance from Mr. Sanders himself.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll like the way it's incorporated into the show, because I have to explain that he wasn't there. So we added him, and you'll hear it, and it makes the whole thing a little strange. If anybody can follow it, I'll be really curious to see if anybody can actually follow what's going on. Wow, we got a phone call pouring in. How about that? The point is, though, that I do every year a 10-minute version of It's a Wonderful Life. And sometimes I do it by myself. Sometimes I do it with one other person. And I decided this year, let's just bring the whole crew in. And even Ron Colgill from Mighty House Saturdays on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. Next year, I guess Robbie Earhart wants to be part of the cast. So we'll have to drag Robbie into it as well. Every year, somebody wants to jump in. So they hung up on us. Is that it?
That was Santo the bus driver. He wanted to say Merry Christmas to everyone.
Who was Santo? Santo the bus driver. Merry Christmas, Santo. Merry Christmas, you wonderful old CTA bus driver. Santo, we haven't heard from you in a while, and I'm so glad that you still listen to the show and you catch us on Sunday mornings. Now, to the person at hand, this is really a surprise. Jennifer Brennan, of course, my co-host from Dig In Chicago, our television show, which we launched this year, and we're getting ready for season number 2.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We work as hard in the off season as we do during the season.
Man, I'm gearing up for it too. I'm gearing up for it. It was a fun ride this first year. I mean, not unlike a roller coaster.
And if you want to see what we did, just go to mydiginchicago.com, and you can see the episodes are up there. There are show segments. You can run a podcast of the whole show. There are just all kinds of great things. We hope that you will do that and then join us next year. And, of course, we'll be announcing that when the season starts.
Yeah.
And maybe even a new channel. We're kind of hoping.
Our fingers are crossed.
We are working on it. So, exactly. And Jennifer, you just decided you're going to bake a cake.
Well, you know,
and come on by.
This is my specialty. You know, are my cinnamon sour cream coffee cakes, and I've been, you know, you've been experiencing them even just one slice at a time all year when we've been doing, you know, the thank
one
yous.
Slice of and every time we would shoot, the guys Dig In Chicago guys would come to town, the camera crew. She'd have a coffee cake, and often we would start the morning at her place, having coffee cake and plotting out the day's events and
getting organized. It's amazing, isn't it?
Well, I don't do that for this radio show, but television's more expensive. So,
but I have owed you your own coffee cake all year long, and you know, and for Christmas I thought, what a great idea, and I saw that when I went online that you were going to be here live, so I thought, whoa, what a great surprise! I could just drop it up, and this is the surprise you're having me on the air with you. So I had not planned that. So thank you. This is
a Christmas miracle.
Absolutely.
Is what it is. It is. So that's why you're here, because it's a Christmas miracle. And I thought, you know what? I can have Jennifer. Are you delivering coffee cakes all over the city today?
Not all over the city, but close.
How many
I made 18 this year.
Oh my When? Yesterday?
No. I do four a night. I can do four at a time.
Wow.
I have two ovens and four pans, and I got a system. I mean, you should see me. I mean, you know, I have a system. I have a system. And don't get in my way. Poor Marty.
Yikes,
poor Marty. Poor Marty. You know, Marty and the cat Carl. You know, they get get in my way.
Yeah.
They get covered with cinnamon or chopped walnuts or
Carl doesn't mind so much when you do that.
No. But Marty gets upset.
And she does have a great cat, Carl the cat, who will even be in the same room with me.
Yeah,
occasionally.
Carl loves you.
It's amazing.
He just doesn't like many people, and he loves you, Mike. It's really cool.
Oh, no. Scary.
Mm-hmm.
Am I turning into a cat person?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's happened.
No.
It started with La Gata.
If you want to see my cat, La Gata, she is on the homepage of MikeNovak.net.
It's really cute. It's a great picture.
It's a Christmas.
And I love your Christmas tree.
The hat tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want go to the homepage, by the way, MikeNovak.net. And there's several things we have on the homepage. La Gata at the top of the page is the Christmas cat.
Chewing on lights.
she was not actually chewing on the lights, which is a good thing. She was just sitting on them. She, you know, just decided, yeah, okay, I think I'll sit on the lights for a while. And then below that is our Christmas tree, which is, I said to Kathleen, you want to get a Christmas tree this year? We haven't gotten one in a long time. And she said, no, I've got a better idea.
It's cool.
She made a Christmas tree out of hats.
All stacked.
And they're all stacked. And at the top is a, and it's hard to see because there's pictures in the background. So it's kind of a little confusing there. But at the very top is a comb with feathers.
Mm-hmm.
That she has worn in the past. Actually,
I thought that was yours.
No. No. The feather comb. And then she strung lights. And actually, La Gata is in that photo, too,
mm-hmm.
looking anxiously at the little...
The feathers.
Well, at the bear. There's a little bear, Christmas bear at the bottom there. That's Chloe Chanel, the bear. And then below that, I've got a picture of Rick DeMaio. Looking very serious, actually.
That's a great picture, and he's my favorite. You know that.
I know. He's a lot of people's favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And
God, he's so smart.
He really is, and he just got his master's last week.
I know. Now we have to genuflect every time we see him and talk to him.
You know, it's already difficult, and
I know.
It's just going to get worse.
I know. But it's great, though.
And Rick DeMaio will be here today, and I'm going to congratulate him. On the air for his master's, and I went to his surprise party.
What a fun surprise.
And Rebecca threw this party for him, and it was just unbelievable. He had no idea that it was coming. So he really was. He kept saying, I'm so shocked. And he said it like eight times. He just couldn't believe that all these people showed up to congratulate
That's
him.
That's cool. That's way cool.
You know, and it's funny because he had this sweater on and like a 5 o'clock shadow and stuff because he really didn't know what was happening. So it was kind of fun. And I got a photograph of him and Rebecca.
She's adorable.
Isn't she?
She's absolutely adorable.
And you can see the lake level really low. You can see beach behind him that is not there ever. Except now, because the lake level is so low.
That's
and you know
scary.
How far down with water we are.
I know. Wasn't it good that we got all that rain instead of snow?
Except that I'm going to have to tell Cowgill about this.
No.
My basement
flooded again.
We didn't even get that much rain. We got like 0.3 inch.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry.
I'm like, what? 0.3 inch of rain and you're backing up? So
I thought we got more than that. I thought
did
we got an inch and a half.
Oh, did we?
We got an inch and a half of rain.
Well, maybe that was it, but it still shouldn't.
0.3 inch of snow.
Oh, is that what it was?
Measurable snow. But
okay.
We got an inch and a half of rain, which was wonderful.
All right, well,
our plants are all saying, thank you.
And we'll ask Rick DeMaio about that. And by the way, one more picture down on the homepage is a picture of me doing Mr. Potter.
I was wondering.
And it's a wonderful slice of It's a Wonderful Life. Yeah.
I like that.
Those are hula hoops, by the way.
I saw them in your car. When I got out of my car, I was like, Mike's been hula hooping.
They're still in the car. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with a good hula hoop.
You got to carry props around with you.
Always.
All right. So second hour, It's a Wonderful Slice of It's a Wonderful Life. First hour, Jennifer Brennan, horticultural specialist, horticultural information specialist at Chalet.
A.K.A. Christmas Elfie today.
Christmas Elfie.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee cake expert.
And yes, and coffee cake expert.
Coffee cake expert.
That's going to be my next business, you know, Grandma's Coffee Cakes.
Do we have Kathy? Kathy's hanging on?
Kathy's hanging on.
All right, great. Kathy, this is a story I just found out about yesterday. So we're going to get right to it we get to Rick DeMaio. And then I'm thinking you could also help me, since you sent me this list of holiday gifts that people might want to get, last second stuff for gardeners.
Kind of a fun surprise. This is great. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So hang on. Kathy, hang on. We're going to be with you in just a second. Here's a tip from the care of trees. Oh, by gosh, by golly. It isn't even Christmas yet, but the care of trees and I want to talk to you about recycling those real trees you have in your living rooms. The branches of a Christmas tree can be chipped or shredded and used as mulch in the yard. Obviously, the finer you chop it up, the faster it will decompose in the spring. Of course, if you don't want to chop it up or you don't have the facilities to do that, you can recycle it with your municipality. On the other hand, branches from the tree can be used to cover plants to help protect them from the cold and wind and to keep the soil temperatures even. I used to go down the alley, and sometimes I still do. People throw their trees out. Mm-hmm. I drag them in my yard. I saw off the branches, and I just throw them on top.
And it's with that, you do the arched side down, and it's perfect. It's a perfect mulch.
The arched side up, so you have a little
pocket. I mean, up, down. Yeah, right. That's up, that's
down.
You
want down. That air.
Right, right. It's like a little cave over the...
Exactly. You know, throw those over your garden.
Yeah, and it's easy to pick them up in the spring.
And a reminder, never burn your Christmas tree or any fresh conifer wood in a fireplace or wood stove. The trees have a lot of sap. When burned, turns into creosote that can coat the inside of your chimney and possibly lead to a chimney fire.
I never knew that.
You got to be safe.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh.
And invite the certified arborist at the care of trees to take a look at your trees. See... thecareoftrees.com or call 847-394-4220. 847-394-4220. Happy holidays from The Care of Trees. Their business is people and their love for trees.
Hi, my name is Peggy, and I publish the greenest magazine in Chicago. Natural Awakenings is packed with fresh information to help you lead a more healthful and sustainable life. Whether you practice yoga or work out, shop fair trade, are mindful of the food you eat and grow, or want a greener and more balanced life, Natural Awakenings is your go-to source for making informed decisions. In print or online, each month you'll find the latest news about what's healthy for our bodies, our families, and the earth, as well as a complete calendar of local events. And did I tell you that the magazine is free and available at locations across northern Chicagoland? Or find us online at nachicagonorth.com. If you're a green or wellness business in search of like-minded consumers, our readers are your potential customers. Call us today at 847-858-3697 to learn more. 847-858-3697. Natural Awakenings Magazine. Feel good, live simply, laugh more.
Merry Christmas, winter solstice.
Yeah, winter
happy
solstice.
Holidays and the end of the world, which didn't happen. Oh well, but Denny likes the cake. By the way,
oh, fantastic!
Oh, two cinnamons.
Hey, maybe six here by the end of the show. Who knows?
I can't eat it right now because if I do, I won't be able to speak. But
that'd be good radio. Come on.
No. All right. That's Jennifer Brennan in the studio with me, my co-host from Dig In Chicago TV show. She's also a horticulturist extraordinaire and appears on this show and is the star of a promo that we run on The sexy calcium.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I've had so many comments of people. They're like, wow, Jen. I said, well, he dropped my voice a whole octave.
I did
should be able
not.
To talk like that
I
all the
not.
Time.
You were just going like this into the microphone.
I love calcium.
Calcium. We'll talk about why. We'll talk about that in a second, too. Let's go to the phone. Let's bring in Kathy Cummings. Kathy, thank you very much for being available on such short notice. I appreciate it. How are you this morning?
I'm good, Mike. Thanks for caring about this.
Oh, of course
this
I have
situation.
To care.
Mm-hmm.
It's odd. I get this email, and I don't think it was from you. It was I can't remember who. One of my listeners sent me this email and said that there was a garden in the city of Chicago, that received, is it true, a 2004 Mayor Daley first place most naturalized city garden?
Right.
Oh, my goodness. And the
that
garden.
My garden, yeah.
The garden award ceremony, which got canceled this year, that did not happen under the Emanuel administration, and I think it's a mistake, and they should mm-hmm. reinstate it, because gardeners all over the city would like to have that. And I, you know, Mayor right. Emanuel, please, just get it done.
How about if we added sustainability gardens that are most sustainable?
Yeah, you know, and what you were growing, tell me what kind of plants you have in your naturalized city garden.
Okay. Well, I'm a beekeeper too, so I was planting plants that bees like. I've got a beautiful maple tree, which is their first tree to go after in spring. The guy that came out, the judge that came out.
Oh, wait. Before we do this, I haven't told people what happened yet. I just want you to tell me. Tell me what plants you had there, and then we'll tell them what happened.
Well, they're all native plants. They're all plants that have been here way before we got here and thrive in this soil, thrive in this climate.
Right, and I was just wondering if you had examples of some of those plants.
Oh, sure. I've got a huge list of them. Let's see, Golden Glow, Sea Oats, Meadow Anemone, nice. Woodland Sunflower, Zigzag and Elm-Leaved Goldenrods, Maidenhair Fern, Virgin's Bower, Anise Hyssop, Wild Ginger, Butterfly Violets, Horsetail, Serviceberry, Woodland Brome, Spikenard.
You've got just a lot of stuff that,
yeah.
and of course that attracts pollinators.
Absolutely.
Native insects.
The birds.
Birds.
Oh, the birds too.
Yeah. So what happened this year while you were growing all those wonderful native plants in the city of Chicago, Kathy Cummings?
On Halloween, it got very strange. I got a ticket that said that I had plants that were over 10 inches tall, and that it was against city regulation.
Did you plant these so that you didn't have a lawn?
Oh, I took the lawn out.
Yeah. Okay. I understand. Yeah, I understand.
I'm on the south side of the street, so grass didn't grow very well at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought woodland plants would, and some plants that like more sun would do better.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you got a ticket?
Yeah.
And did somebody report you, or did the city just show up? How did that happen?
Well, that's the question, because the ticketer seems to be from way on the south side. I did find that. I finally located her. To ask her, because I was also cited for having accumulated junk, and I didn't know what that meant. I thought maybe it was my garbage that since they reduced the recycling bin to every other week now, that people are putting stuff by my garbage can. And but she didn't even know, because she said she didn't remember the yard. So I just let it go at that.
Now you're saying, wait, you said the person who gave you the ticket was from the south side. Now what?
Yeah, and my house is.
And what department does she belong to?
Streets and Sand.
Okay.
Yeah, Streets and Sand. So they can go around and ticket plants that they deem are weeds and are over 10 inches tall.
Now, see, this is interesting because, you know, here we are in a city that can't even recycle, but they're spending their time going around and ticketing people for growing native plants in their yard. Merry Christmas, Chicago!
Do you know the ticket is $640?
That's outrageous.
I know.
And are you fighting it?
I'm not sure. I am in my own way.
What's your own way, if you don't mind saying?
Well, I put a sign out in my yard letting people know what's going on. I've sent emails to people looking for other people that have gotten tickets. I know of two other people. One got a ticket for not maintaining the parkway. But what is in that garden is just plants that have blown in, volunteered there. And
but yours is different. You've actually put yours there. And I assume you have plants growing both in the parkway and on the property next to the house.
Well, my garden extends over to my neighbor's yard. I use a fence made out of branches that fall off trees. And people have said that it looks like Christ's crown of thorns.
Wow.
I think it's attractive. It's a good use of natural materials, recycling them. And the funny part about it is that I just realized yesterday that the neighbor next door, who doesn't live there, and I and my building share a common wall. And if you go straight down the line to the street, the milkweed that was deemed to be a weed in the judge's experience, he said, is on my neighbor's yard. So,
but your neighbor did not get a ticket?
Well, I'm trying to contact him. I think maybe he and his wife are on vacation somewhere. They have tried emailing and phoning. Haven't reached him yet.
The milkweed is what is preserves the monarch butterflies.
I know. If we don't have milkweed, we don't have monarch butterflies.
You know, right. We need to get the wild ones involved with that. They would rally.
Yeah, this is what... So we're going to make this a cause célèbre, Kathy.
Okay.
First of all, I would love to see photos.
I've got them.
I'm sure you do. Send them to me, or you can post them on my Facebook page. Okay. Go to the Mike Novak Show.
Sure.
And are you on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to post those and send them to me so I can post them, too, as an administrator.
Okay.
And we are going to fight this. This is crazy. This is just insane because we're way past this in the city of Chicago. Okay, this is like... 18th century stuff, okay?
Yeah.
You know, at a time where they pass a new urban ag law, encourage people to grow food, and are trying to move forward, now we have a situation where because you don't... What do they want you to put in? A lawn and some yews or something?
Well, here's the funny part. Another part of the city has a sustainable backyard program, and they give money. They give a rebate for people to bring in their receipts for native plants and trees that they've bought. So it seems to be a conflict within the city. And I understand Ron, you know, hasn't been here, been in so very long, and maybe he's not responsible for knowing these contradictions or conflicts. But I think it might be just that, letting them know.
I think the Christmas chimes are going off in your house.
Yeah, I ran into it. Sorry. Does that bother you? Sorry.
No,
it's nice.
It's kind of, I can hear the Christmas miracle beginning right now. what we're going to do, Kathy, you know, and there are other, like you said, Jennifer, wild ones should know about this.
Doug Tellamy, my gosh.
Doug Tellamy is coming to town. All right. He's the author of Bringing Nature Home.
Okay.
He's going to be speaking at
Wild Ones Convention.
Yeah, it's
their symposium.
What is that? Oh boy, and let me find that real quick because I want to get that information. Mm-hmm. But he's coming in. What about conservation at home? Shouldn't they know? I mean, now that's a suburban thing, but
right.
There are a number of organizations that try to encourage people to put natives in their yard,
mm-hmm.
and then give them certificates
mm-hmm.
for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're right about one thing. Obviously, Rahm Emanuel knows nothing about this,
mm-hmm.
But he should. And mm-hmm. what it sounds like is some bureaucrat just decided to make, and that's what happens in when you have a city like Chicago, bureaucrats. I found out this when we were dealing with the Logan Square Kitchen, you know, that whole thing was some bureaucrats who just, they have their little fiefdoms,
mm-hmm.
and they decide how the city is run
mm-hmm.
rather than the policies.
Mm-hmm.
And then they enforce these, and then people get beaten down by these things.
And how much is income, you know, producing? They're looking for any way to make income,
mm-hmm.
you know, to balance that budget.
When I went to the hearing, it was so depressing. It was filled with gloom.
Wait, you had to go to a hearing on this?
Yeah,
I did. So what did the you had a judge, right?
Yeah.
What did the judge say?
An administrative law judge, which means that he has 3 years' experience being an attorney.
Ooh.
And
it's dangerous.
He quizzed me on, well, first of all, he said, will you take these photographs as evidence? And I said, well, not really. They're not very good photographs. And he said, not really. And then my friend who was with me said, they stink. And he had taken photos, but they were on his camera, his phone camera.
Mm-hmm.
So the judge did look at them, but he wouldn't take them into as evidence. And then
because he didn't like the quality of them?
I guess they have to have paper.
Yeah, they weren't hard copies.
Oh, yeah, you can't take that in on a phone. Yeah,
digital.
You got it.
Yeah, I didn't know about. There were a lot of things I didn't know about. I think I could have denied using those photos, and that might have postponed. And I could have even asked for postponement and got myself together. But I thought, well, I'll just take my plaque that Mayor Daley gave me in 2004. And then I got another award for honorable mention in 2005. I thought that would do it.
And what did they say to those?
Nothing. That didn't make a bit of difference.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
So he was quizzing me about the different plants. And I thought, because I did say, okay, yes, we can use those photos. And he had them on a screen on his podium there, and he didn't turn it very well toward me so that I could really see what he was talking about. But he said, what is that plant? And I thought that I was in a different section of the garden where the goat's beard is. And he said, do you have a picture of goat's beard in the books, some of the books that you have? And I looked and found it to him. He said, that doesn't look like that. He said, that, to me, in my experience, is a weed. And that was it.
Wow. Okay.
You call me next time.
Yeah.
When I left, I asked the city attorney if I could get a copy of those photos. And when I got them, I could see that that's what he was talking about. He was pointing to the milkweed. So, yes.
Oh, my God, look, it's milkweed.
You can register your garden if you have milkweed as for Marnox, which is real neat.
I'll tell you, this is crazy. I don't want to get you in more trouble, so I'm not going to tell you what I think about the judge. All right, but we are going to follow through on this. All right. We need to. Are you supposed to go back to court?
Well, I have until January 2nd to appeal. And to appeal costs $317 just to get the court time, I guess.
This is insane. Okay. We have to work. We have to work fast.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get a hold of the city. I know people who can help. I hope people are listening right now. Who are willing to jump in? I'm stunned. I'm stunned by this. This is so backward.
Well, it's been very surreal to me. Life just hasn't been as stable since this happened. But it, on the other hand, a lot of people have come forward, so we are a growing group. There's a gentleman on the south side that had a 40-year-old native plant garden, and he got a ticket. And he chose to pay it because it was cheaper in the long run.
No, this has got to change, and it's got to change right now. We've got to get folks together, and I had, gosh, January 2nd, huh? Okay, wow. I've got Mud Baron just tweeted here. He writes, Chicago, the greenest city in the U.S. Tickets locals for local plants. Nice.
Who's that?
It's just one of my listeners who was tweeting, and I see Sarah Batka just tweeted too. Oh no, this sounds a lot like Julie Bass in Oak Park, Michigan. Yes, fined for growing tomatoes in her front yard. But this is these are natives. This isn't, you know, vegetables. Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. No, yeah. I'm kidding. But it's all crazy. You know that. I it just doesn't make any sense in the city, especially when you consider other certain areas of the city and what they look like, and then you're doing this right. Okay, Kathy, you got to send me photos. Okay, first of all, send them to Mike at MikeNovak.net.
Okay.
And it's MikeNovak.
Have your friend send them off his phone. Your friend probably knows how to do it from his phone and can send it straight to Mike, Mike at that address.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be fine.
I'm getting another tweet about Chicago gardeners have to talk to city attorneys, yes, about weed identification and local ordinances. Actually, it's a question there. You know, do we need to do that? And we need to find out what the ordinance is and get it changed.
Vague. That's the problem. It's ambiguous and vague.
Oh, is it? So do you have the ordinance?
Oh, yeah.
Could you send me a copy of that as well?
Sure.
Send that right now, and we'll read it.
If I could get your fax number, I could really...
No, I don't have a fax.
No fax.
So it's going to be email.
Okay, that means I have to scan it.
I'm sorry. I wish. But if you can...
Just send him the ordinance number.
Okay.
It's on the top of it.
Yeah, okay,
and then you
can
pull the ordinance up.
We'll do that.
Based on the number.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right,
okay.
Kathy, and we're going to follow this through. So send me the information. As soon as I get something from you, I'm going to post it on my website and on Facebook and on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what we can get done. This is crazy.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Well, thank
Thanks
you so much for agreeing to be on the show, and we will talk real soon.
Happy solstice.
Happy solstice.
Happy solstice.
We're
on your side. We're on your side.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow.
Amazing.
Unbelievable. Here we go. That's Chicago for you.
We could probably contact former Mayor Daley on this.
You know, or, Suzanne Malik McKenna, former department head of the Department of the Environment. But we need some current people. Mm-hmm. The problem is there is no Department of the Environment. Mm-hmm. Hey, folks, remember? They got rid of that in the new administration. So they take away the gardening show, the Gardeners Awards, and then they start ticketing people for growing natives. That's progress. That's Chicago, baby. All right, it's the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, and I hope folks who are listening and heard that and are as outraged as I am will post on my Facebook page, will tweet. I would like to hear from you about this, and we don't have a lot of time to do anything, but we'll see what we can accomplish. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, it's December 23rd, and you haven't gotten a Christmas gift for me. I mean, you haven't gotten a Christmas gift for your favorite radio friend. I mean, your favorite friend. Yeah, that's it. That's why your needy old Uncle Mike is here to tell you that getting something for your gardening friends or yourself, even at this late hour, is as simple as subscribing to Chicagoland Gardening Magazine. Just look at the November-December issue. It tells you how to properly care for Schlumbergera. And you say you've never grown a Schlumbergera? Yes, you have, probably. It's a Christmas cactus, Thanksgiving cactus, or Easter cactus, basically the same plant. See? Don't you feel like a dope? I mean, don't you feel as though you've learned something already? Then there's my column on the inside back page. You've never read it? Well, don't you feel like a dope? This time I mean it. Chicagoland Gardening Magazine on newsstands all over town. This Christmas, get a subscription for a friend. Go to chicagolandgardening.com, order it, and put the receipt in an envelope tomorrow. After that, you're on your own. Or call 888-265-3600, 888-265-3600.
Spending more time at home these days? Give yourself some room. Renovate your basement or attic. You'll increase your living space and your home's resale value, too.
Trust DR Services Unlimited, 847-998-1687 for your remodeling needs, including additions, renovations, and other home improvements. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau and recommended on Angie's List. DR is a proud member of NARI. DR provides exceptional quality at a fair price. Contact DR at 847-998-1687 or at RestoreTheNorthShore.com.
Allergies acting up, trouble breathing, headaches, sinus pressure, you're tired, congested. Isn't it time to feel better? Breathe deeply and easily. Get rid of the symptoms that complicate your life. Dr. Bonnie Flaster is an acupuncturist and chiropractor who helps people get rid of allergies without using drugs, shots, or needles. Call Dr. Flaster at River North Wellness Center, 312-642-7545, or go to rivernorthwellness.com to find out how to get your body feeling better so you can enjoy life again.
It's the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. Christmas version. Jennifer Brennan just waltzed into the studio before the show with coffee cake.
Christmas surprise.
Christmas surprise. And I got a tweet from Sarah Batka. Hi, Sarah, who said, and I actually did find the Wild Things 2013 conference that we were talking about before.
Yeah.
February 2nd. It's the fifth biennial Wild Things conference. The keynote speaker, Doug Tallamy. And Joel S. Brown, you can get online registration with early registration discounts until December 24th. That's tomorrow. So you might want to take advantage of that. It's called Wild Things 2013. If you type that in, and I think that Sarah might have given me the link there. Boom, ba-doom, ba-doom. I hope she's got the link there.
Boy, Kathy Cummins could be the poster child
for
the conference.
Yeah,
you know. What
I mean,
would be
cool? we got to get involved in that and have
a lot of people come to that conference.
Yes, they do, and they really need to know about this. Let's take a couple of wow. The phone
blown
lines
up.
have blown up. Okay, where do we start? Let's start. We got Rick DeMaio on there too. That's good. Let's go real quick to Amtrak Tim. Good morning, Amtrak Tim, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mike. Just wanted to, I don't know if you noticed, if you talked about it last week in the show, but I want to let the listeners know about the passing of Ralph Fries, the canoe guru of Chicagoland. He passed away last week.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
And while we're talking about native plants, I wanted to let all the listeners know, when you go to a Cook County Forest Preserve and you're along the rivers there.
Yeah.
And you see any of those bluebells growing along the river, you should think of Ralph, because for the past like decade, he's been encouraging Boy Scout troops to plant those along the rivers in the Cook County Preserves. It's kind of a living legacy to Ralph and all he did for the rivers in the Chicago area.
Wow. That's great. Well, thank you for bringing that up. And I really wasn't familiar with him, but Jennifer, you were.
Yeah, he's this wonderful man that studied canoes, and he was such a craftsman. He restored canoes that, you know, from the Native Americans, and you know, and he had a shop and was kind of he has passed the baton on. There are other people that are, have learned his techniques, but he was really an interesting, great man.
So,
whenever you went to a store, you had to set aside at least an hour to let him sit there and tell you stories. They were all good stories.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's such a great thing. Thank you for letting us know about that, Tim. And I'm working on the we're going to do a show on the topic that you're pushing, which is the thorium nuclear reactors. It's a very interesting technology, and I do want to talk about it.
Yeah, we need to get serious about global warming and explore all the options.
Yep, I agree, and it's on the list, believe me. So thanks again.
I really appreciate that.
All right, no problem. I hope we talk soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
Let's go to line four, and this is Alan in Lake Bluff. You're on the Mike Novak Show.
Hi, and Merry Christmas, or Kwanzaa, or Festivus. This is outrageous, what they're doing in Chicago. I mean, originally, this whole area was prairie, was weeds. Consider the fact that dill, mustard, pepper are considered weeds. I mean, the next slippery slope or connection is, let's start outlawing vegetables one at a time and then declaring tickets to anybody that eats them.
Yeah. You know, and I'm telling you, I think it is what I said before, which is it's bureaucracy at work. It's the wheels of justice grind slowly or turn slowly.
It's more than bureaucracy. We need lawyers, but at the same time, lawyers are some of the most isolated, ignorant people about anything outside because they mandate. They don't understand the connection with reality quite often.
Yeah, well, but I've seen this happen before, like I said, with the food issue and the local kitchens, it's tough to break through that. And that those laws change, but not before put Zena Murray out of business at the Logan Square Kitchen.
Right.
And as you can see, as you heard earlier, a lot of small people get trampled, and sometimes they just pay the fines because they don't know how to fight it. And that's what we're going to try to get this.
Real fast side note. What's the, because I heard in regular news that there was some kind of effort, progress in our thing down in the state park.
A couple of weeks ago, they filed a lawsuit, three environmental groups, Open Lands, Illinois, Sierra Club, not Illinois Sierra Club, but Sierra Club, Open Lands, and Prairie Rivers Network filed a suit against the IDNR claiming that they didn't use due diligence in examining putting the open pit sand mine next to Starved Rock State Park. It's possible it could hold it up for a while. So we'll just have to see how that.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. I just was confirming that. Great.
Yes.
Great.
Absolutely. And you can go to my website, MikeNovak.net. Scroll to past couple of shows, and you'll see all that information up there.
Okay, good. Thank you very much. Excellent show. Nature needs an advocate.
Thank you, Alan.
Amen.
I really appreciate it. Take care, buddy. Have a great Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And let's go to, I wish I had a, wait, sometimes I don't have a fanfare, Rick, for you. I can find it, but I don't have it ready.
No, I think what Jennifer did was just fine there. So.
Thank you, Rick. Congratulations.
Thanks. But Mike, I am shocked that you never got to meet the late, great Ralph Fries. Jennifer, wasn't he a charm?
Oh, he honestly, just
no,
just
I didn't.
A delightful, delightful man.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And someone that had passion for what he did.
Uh-huh. Right.
And it's there's so few people out there like that anymore these days. So it's he had a great, wonderful life. I think he was 86.
Mm-hmm. He was 86 and he had a boathouse just off the Chicago River on Narragansett and Irving Park Road. And I met Ralph a number of times because I emceed a number of events with some local canoe and kayak clubs. And Ralph was always there to, tell a story. And once you yielded the mic to Ralph, you basically yielded about a half hour to 45 minutes of just nonstop, just colorful discussions, not only about his love of nature, his love of the Chicago River, his love of canoeing, but just his love of life. And he really will be missed quite a bit. He really will be.
Yeah.
And I think Mike, Frank Matthey did a piece on him on ABC 7.
He did. It was beautiful.
Monday or Tuesday of this week. So go ahead and check that out. I think you'll be quite overwhelmed with, what he added to the, to the Chicago wilderness, as we like to call it sometimes.
There are gaps in my knowledge, and that's one of them. But
No. I think getting to know someone like that gives you another spark to go even further with what you're doing with this show. But anyway, Merry Christmas, Bon Natale, and I know Christmas is just a couple of days away, and we're still waiting for it to look like Christmas around here, aren't we?
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you kudos because, first of all, you, like 3 weeks ago, predicted that we would have a white Christmas. Now, technically, here in the city, we've got like sort of white, dusting white Christmas.
It's more like a tan Christmas.
but you predicted there would be, because some people nearby got a lot of snow.
Oh, yeah. And there's almost a foot and a half on the ground. Up in southern Wisconsin and, about 6 inches as you go further north into, north of Milwaukee area. I know you get a lot of people who call in from the Madison area and they had almost 20 inches just to the west of the city there. But, it was one of these situations where when that storm came through on Thursday, it actually moved right over the top of us. And the heavy snow generally lies about 80 to 100 miles north of the low. So the forecast really, even from a couple of days out, was basically for the heavy snow to be north of us. But I've seen this so many times before with the first snow of the year. Everybody starts becoming a cheerleader as opposed to a forecaster. And the objectivity of the weather basically goes out the window. Everybody goes, well, what happens if this happens? And what happens if this happens? And what happens if that happens and this happens? We could end up with 6 inches of snow. And I kept seeing the forecast, the numbers climb from 1 to 2 to 2 to 4 to 4 to potentially 6, and after a while, all people keep hearing is blizzard warning, half a foot of snow. And I know that we didn't do a good job. Is when I'm doing laundry the next day, and the cat lady in my building, Marcia, goes, "So you weather people really missed it yesterday." and to me, if Marcia the cat lady was duped by the storm, that I feel like I didn't do my job. So we didn't get as much as we thought. I mean, I only thought we were going to get about an inch. But this was a good storm from a standpoint of rain, Mike. We had almost an inch and a half.
So that was okay. You were. This is what surprised me because Jennifer was talking about it earlier. I really wasn't paying attention to how much rain we got, and my basement got flooded. All right. And
rain should flood your building.
I know.
Your basement.
And I just had it fixed. Okay. That's what's making me crazy. So
well, now you need to go back and look at the person who fixed it.
Well,
and say,
I am.
Yeah. Cause I mean, we should, and even on top of that, the ground wasn't even frozen. So a lot of that water, actually seeped into the topsoil. So this was beneficial rain.
Perfect rain.
Yeah, it was a perfect rain, Jennifer, because it was nice and steady and it was warm.
Like all night, and the plants just soaked it up, especially all the evergreens out there. Oh, my God, they're just happy, happy, happy.
Oh, yeah, and it's amazing, Jennifer, that the grass is still green.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah, so I'm walking around looking outside going, this is nuts. It's sunny and the grass is green. And typically by this time of the year, everything has kind of gone into dormancy, but that has not been the case. So the bottom line is, Mike, we're still down about 10 inches from where we should be. Temperatures for the month are an amazing 11 degrees above normal. For December, that's unheard of. 11 degrees above normal when a warm December or a warm January is something where you're about maybe 4 or 5 degrees above normal. But 11 really says a lot. Now, we are going to get somewhat in more of a more typical late December, early January pattern. And we keep saying that it's going to happen, and we are going to get there. And there's another storm that's going to be kind of traversing to the south of us over the next couple of days. But again, it still looks like it's going to miss us, generally across southern areas of Illinois and into the Ohio Valley, Mike. So still, even though the pattern wants to get cold, we're still in dire need of precipitation. That's generally not on the docket right now.
I still am going to give you the kudos for going out on the limb for telling us that we would have this kind of weather, by this point. And also for not going overboard on the snow forecast.
No. And you know what? And we're still I still think the pattern wants to become more active, even though we've got this big, big area of low pressure that continues to move kind of sluggishly through the Gulf of Alaska down off the west coast. And they've had almost 4 to 5 feet of snow in some of the mountain areas of California, Oregon, into Washington. But you can't hold on to that pattern for more than 4 to 5 or 6 weeks. So it still looks like it wants to become snowier. And it looks like it'll probably end up doing that over the next couple of weeks. You know, and you know, next week we'll probably, you know, end up doing a recap of the 2012 season. And I'm sure Patrick Sketch will provide me with some great data, as he always does, for that. But this may actually go down, like 2012, as the warmest year ever, in Chicago record keeping since 1871. And I wouldn't be surprised if we probably finish. I think we need to get a couple more days above normal. And I don't know if that's going to happen. The pattern definitely wants to get a little bit colder here, but we may end up going down as the warmest year ever since records started over 140 years ago.
It seems like it's been like 10 degrees higher like all year long, you know?
Yeah, and you know what, Jennifer, you make a good point, because it's like November seemed like October.
It really did.
December seemed like November. March seemed like April and May.
Yeah.
It seems like we've kind of squeezed out, you know, the real extreme cold months, and everything has been kind of pushed back either, you know, early in the year or later in the year. You know, we've now surpassed, you know, we set the record the other day. We finally got, you know, measurable snow, which is 0.01 or greater. We got
0.03. Yeah, 0.03. Yeah.
Yeah, so we got 0.03. But the fact that you can say, okay, we got 0.3 of an inch, when typically you should see that around the 25th of November, and you typically see your first inch of snow around the 2nd or 3rd of December. And quite frankly, we may actually go, this might actually happen, Mike, we may go the entire month of December, if this next system goes south of us, without seeing an inch of snow. and that really says something. When you can get through the month of December without an inch of snow, you got to have a little luck on your side as well as some extreme weather conditions.
I don't know if that's luck or not, because some of us like snow. It's, you know, and the other thing, and we've just got a few seconds here. Everybody wants snow on one day of the year, and that's Christmas. And the rest of the time, they say, get it out of here. And you can't have it that way.
That sounds like me.
I still think we may have a little bit of snow coming through here during the day on Wednesday. I'm looking for mainly the snow line for about, say, St. Louis to about Decatur over to Indianapolis and southward. If the storm makes a little bit more of a left turn, we could see about an inch or two. But right now, it does look like the bulk of it south, and temperatures over the next 5 to 7 degrees, generally right around where they should be this time of year.
Great.
In the low to mid-30s, Mike.
Congratulations to you on your master's. It was a fun party last week. You were very surprised.
I was very surprised. All the listeners need to know, I walked into my house with my parents, and there was Mike and Kathleen, about 20 of my dear friends, going, surprise, you finally did it.
And you haven't lived until you got in a room with a bunch of urologists talking weather. Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up Pat Sketch. I want to thank him, too, because he's always a big help, and he sends us great information, and he fills in for you when you're not available. So Merry Christmas to you, Rick, and to Rebecca, and to Pat, and all my friends out there. I appreciate everything you do for me, Rick.
And we'll talk next week with some end-of-the-year stats, Mike.
That sounds great. All right, take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Second hour, It's a Wonderful Slice of It's a Wonderful Life. Jennifer Brennan is in the studio. Stick around. We'll have some more discussion.
This is Ozzy Osbourne. Have a wonderful, crazy Christmas and a wonderful, crazy New Year. Go and go crazy.
$51,000 in cash and wonderful prizes. Danny Seymour might play Santa Claus to you tonight, and he might fill up your stockings with that 51 grand if you can identify the phantom voice.
Thank you.
hour of the Mike Novak Show is brought to you by The Care of Trees. Their business is people and their love for trees. Here he is again, Mike Novak.
Yeah, gotta like that. The this is the Winter Wonderland, Misty Mountain Hop, Fleming and John.
Perfect.
Pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, your music is great.
Welcome to the second hour of the Christmas edition of the Mike Novak Show. I want to give a shout out to all my friends who are listening and tweeting and Facebooking and lots of people. Of course, Annie Haven in California, Mud Baron's out there, Sarah Batka's been tweeting, Zan wants, Zan wrote about your coffee cake. By the way, Jennifer Brennan here in the studio with me, who just popped in.
Christmas surprise.
Where is it? She says, see if Jennifer will give you that coffee cake recipe to put on your website. That stuff is good.
Oh, yeah, I will. I'll email it to you.
Well, that's nice of you.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
That's good stuff.
It was in the Spice House catalog last year, but when they put the new one out, it's not in there. So it was a limited edition catalog with my recipe. So I'll email it to you, Mike, so you can post it.
Okay, cool. Coming up in just a little bit here, we're going to have It's a Wonderful Slice of It's a Wonderful Life. I already tweeted. I got it. Somebody really liked the Zep. Mr. Zaber out there in Wisconsin. The Led Zeppelin tribute there. There was something else that I wanted to call to your attention. And this kind of came, the discussion this morning about the plants, the native plants that poor Kathy Cummings is being fined for growing. And if you missed that in the first part of the conversation today, if you're listening to this, I'm going to post that. I'm going to put the podcast up and start following this. And I've already tweeted trying to get people to help me with that issue.
Two things. Yeah. First off, Calgill called in, Ron Calgill.
Yeah.
And he gave a fax number for Kathy Cummings to send that over. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he's got your back on that.
Okay, cool.
The second thing, we got a call on line one. I didn't put who it is because it's a surprise.
Ooh.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and take that, buddy.
All right.
Wow, what a fun morning. Surprises everywhere.
It's a Christmas special. I'm spitting on the microphone. Okay, here. Mystery caller on line one. You're on the Mike Novak Show. Lisa Albrecht.
Good morning. Hi, John.
Hi.
I'm missing you guys.
You should probably roll up your window.
No, you know what? They are rolled up. Here, let me turn off the air. I've got a bad Bluetooth, so I won't keep my noisy car on the phone. I just wanted to say good morning and Merry Christmas.
Is your car solar powered?
I wish it was. It's lighter.
Well, Lisa was going to try to make it in today, but apparently she's got some teenagers in tow.
I have four teenagers that were up into the wee hours this morning, and they all need to be at their parents for holiday stuff. So,
are they asleep, or how come they're so quiet?
They're in the car. Yeah, there's not much. I think they're afraid, but
oh, good! Wow, you got power.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how you keep teenagers in line, but good luck on that.
Anyway, all right, missed you this morning, but Merry Christmas, and I will talk to you soon.
Well, thank you. I've got your gift. You know, you're going to have to show up here sooner or later.
All right, sounds good.
All right, take care, Lisa.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Jim.
Lisa Albrecht, our alternative energy expert, and I hope she's listening to this because she'll find this interesting. And it was because of the conversation I had with Kathy Cummings this morning, and as I was saying, if you didn't hear the first hour, She's being fined by the city of Chicago for growing native plants.
$650? Come on.
Apparently $640.
Oh, but, well, sorry, $10.
Oh, well, that's different.
Yeah, okay.
That's just so different. But so it reminded me of something that I had been meaning to talk about for several weeks, and it kind of, you know, how you get these things in your head, and if you don't jot them down, you forget. And it was that the city council had just signed off on Rahm Emanuel. See, I'm in kind of a Rahm Emanuel as Grinch mode today, okay? The Grinch who stole Christmas. Chicago's Grinch. The city council on this December 12th approved a plan to allow a conglomerate to build nearly three dozen digital billboards along city expressways in exchange for a lease of at least 20 years. Now, that deal passed city council, our world-famous rubber stamp city council, 43-6. In the Trib, they write here, it had seemed destined to pass since Emanuel relies on $15 million from the deal to balance his 2013 budget. Okay. Remember when Rahm was going to sell signs on some of, there was a bridge over the Chicago River, and he had somebody put up a sign, right, and there was all that outrage.
Right.
Well, let's just use the billboards. It says the 20-year contract guarantees the city at least $155 million plus a share of advertising revenue, including the $15 million to balance next year's budget. In return, Interstate J.C. Deco will install 34 billboards up to 100 feet tall on city property next to expressways. So something in my head clicked, because I remember looking this up before. And I found this story. And by the way, there were some people against it, six, including Alderman Robert Fioretti. He said the billboards will mar the city's skyline and revenues are not enough to justify a long lease. The public space belongs to the public, not advertisers, Fioretti said. Congratulations. In addition, voting no were Alderman Pat Dowell, third, Alderman Scott Wagasback, yay, Scott, 32nd, Nicholas Sposato, 36th, John Arena, 45th, and Powar in the 47th. So congratulations to you guys. So it took me to this article in the New York Times. They write, it was a blog on living. A new study concludes that there are environmental reasons to avoid digital billboards. Digital billboards, which are made of LED lights, consume lots of energy and are made of components that will turn into e-waste once the billboard's life has ended. But wait, you ask, isn't LED lighting quite energy efficient? True, notes the author of a report, Driven to Distraction, that they wrote about this. And they referred, by the way, to these billboards as TV on a stick.
Yeah.
I love that phrase, TV on a stick. So the report's author, Gregory Young, a Philadelphia-based architectural designer and urban planner, says traditional billboards are lit by only two or three lamps, albeit inefficient ones, and only at night. By contrast, digital billboards have hundreds, if not thousands, of LEDs, which are illuminated day and night. And LEDs function poorly at high temperatures, so the signs need a cooling system.
Oh, my goodness.
So welcome to Energy Suck USA.
Mm.
This is the city that's trying to retrofit its buildings to save energy, and we're going to put all those billboards up that are going to suck energy and consume energy and create e-waste.
And how about distractions from the road?
Oh, well, TV on a stick.
My God. Billboard you look at and drive by.
What,
you
know, in
digital,
the world?
You sit there like and watch it like television.
So, what in the world do you think, Mr. Emanuel? What the heck? And city council, did anybody even bother to do any research on this? Do they have staffs at all that do anything? Yikes. Okay. I guess I'm all worked up now. So when we talked to Kathy Cummings earlier, it just made me think, oh, yeah, that's right. There's something else going on that's really annoying me about the city.
And she's such a sweet woman that, yeah, you know, just has no idea what hit her. And, you know, and is it's it was catching up with her fast. And it just made me so sad to hear that story.
Yeah, me too. All right. I think it's time, folks, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
For It's a Wonderful Slice of It's a Wonderful Life. I mean, considering we've gone through all this environmental and gardening tragedy today already, we need something uplifting. The story of a guy who tries to commit suicide. Yeah, but is saved by an alcoholic archangel.
Jennifer, you came on a great day.
Didn't I? I'm excited.
Oh, this is great. This is our present to you. Thanks for the cake.
I love it. You're welcome.
It's a wonderful slice.
So stick around in just a couple of minutes. It's a Wonderful Slice of It's a Wonderful Life. And I should explain, we recorded this in advance, so you're going to hear just sort of the whole gang in the studio.
Us riffing it.
Yeah. And the play itself is in 10 minutes, but I got a little we do a little banter before and after, which so, I think you will find interesting.
So that's like five of you or six of you?
Let's see. One, two, three, four, five, six. There are six of us involved in this. So it's a cast of gazillions.
I love the photos on the webpage.
Did you see your photo, Denny?
No.
You haven't even been to my website.
I was looking on the website. It didn't see me.
Very nice.
Go to this week's show, pal.
Where's the bald man at?
Very nice.
Take a look. I like the cigarette, especially.
Yeah, the cigarette's really
it's
good.
The best
good
part.
Good luck.
Get to know Calga while you can, because he's blowing up after this goes on the air. I'm just letting you know. Acting agents are going to be calling.
I know they are.
Crazy.
All right. Here's a tip from the care of trees. Some people think we dodged a bullet this week when we didn't get a lot of snow. Other people, like me, feel like we got hosed, and my basement got hosed. I got to talk to Cowgill about that. Regardless of your own feelings, do you know what to do to protect your trees and shrubs when it does snow? First, try to gently
shake them off.
Brush it off, but be careful about shaking the branches. This might cause them to break, so you might want to get a little broom and just kind of gently. This is especially true for evergreens, which can collect excessive amounts of snow. If the snow is frozen on the branch and will not brush off easily, it's best to let it melt naturally to avoid damage to the tree or shrub. If you know that snow is coming and you think that a plant might have trouble, relatively small trees can be wrapped together or the leaders tied with strips of carpet, strong cloth, or the gardener's friend, nylon stockings.
Pantyhose.
Insert punchline here. Don't forget to remove those ties in the spring. That's the other thing. Don't tie up your tree. And then people do that. And then they forget. I don't know how you can forget if you're looking at the thing and it's all tied up. And invite the certified arborist at the Care of Trees to take a look at your trees. See thecareoftrees.com or call 847-394-4220. 847-394-4220. The Care of Trees. Their business is people and their love for trees. Stand by in 30 seconds. It's a Wonderful Slice of It's a Wonderful Life.
Is pain keeping you from enjoying gardening? Dr. Bonnie Flaster at River North Wellness Center has gentle and effective techniques to get you out of pain and back to doing what you love. Here are two quick tips. First, remember to stretch. Second, use a timer to make sure you take breaks. Come see her at River North Wellness Center and find more tips at rivernorthwellness.com or call 312-642-7545 to make an appointment with Dr. Flaster and get back to feeling good.
It's the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM, and it's the 23rd of December, which means 2 days until the big holiday that Jon Stewart has talked about eating up all the other holidays. Played that intro on the show a couple of weeks ago.
The war on Christmas.
The war on, right. And I continue my own personal war on Christmas, along with co-conspirators here in the room. Believe it or not, all right, I will confess, this was...
You made it 30 seconds.
Made what 30 seconds?
Into the whole segment.
Without confessing?
Yes.
And so I am confessing that that voice you're hearing...
In the Christmas spirit.
...is Ron Cowgill.
Yes.
Host of Mighty House. And when is Mighty House on, Ron Cowgill?
I think it's on Saturday mornings. Like from around 8 to 11, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure, but it's something like that.
That's when I'm usually sleeping.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Conveniently timed for when I'm doing my home improvement.
Oh, yes. And also, well, then we wake you up around, what is it, 9 o'clock, 10?
Usually about 9:30, just yes. The time for me to...
We wake you up.
...stagger to a phone and call in with the Growing Green segment on the Ron... Not the Ron Cowgill Show, but Mighty House.
Correct.
One of your former cohorts is here, who's mm-hmm. now a,
who's, a stolen commodity.
Yes.
I stole her from your show.
Lisa, rightly so.
Lisa Albrecht. We're actually meeting not on a Saturday, not on a...
Sunday.
On a Sunday. Are you going to get in trouble?
We're going to find out here shortly, I think, Nova.
That's Denny Sheeter, who I think is about to get in trouble, but I'm not.
No, it's not. No, it's not him.
Who is it?
It's not Denny.
Oh, no.
That's
no.
St. Joseph.
Yes.
Okay.
St. Joseph.
That's right.
Denny's going to get in trouble.
Denny's working hard back in the studio there.
And Denny's here. Okay. He's going to duck out for a second. Be right back. Sarah Batka is here. Hello.
Hi.
And we're all here to do a little theater, a little theater of the mind, radio theater. It's my annual foray into ruining one of the great film classics of all time.
Now I know why I'm here.
That's why you're here.
That's why I'm here. Okay.
And it's a wonderful slice of It's a Wonderful... Well, the film is It's a Wonderful Life, as you know. For many, many years, I've been doing a radio version and a live version of this. I'm just doing another version of it this year. But this year, I have an all-star cast.
Aw, that remains to be seen.
So to speak. Mr. Cowgill has generously agreed to play Uncle Billy. And he even highlighted his script.
As I was told to do.
Right. As, like, you know, like real actors do.
Okay.
And he's got the glasses on and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, this is how they do it. When you see all those animated films.
Yes.
And then they show the which always drives me crazy when they say, and Steve Carell starring in. Well, no, you're not starring in. It's the animation starring in. You're just doing the voice. You're holding a script. How hard can that be? Well, I guess we'll find out today.
Yes.
Won't we?
Yes. You'll know by listening to me, you'll know how hard it really is.
But, you know, that's all that animation. Soon we won't have any live movies anymore. Anyway, it's all going to be animation. Ron Cowgill is playing Uncle Billy. To his left, Sarah Batka. You got several roles.
I'm Zuzu, Janie, and Violet.
All right. And Lisa Albrecht. You can pull. You don't have to lean. Pull the mic over.
Oh, just since he's left the room, I don't have to lean.
Yeah, Denny just ducked out for a second here. And
St. Joseph.
I'm sorry, St. Joseph.
St. Joseph has left the room.
You know what I like about you, Rod? You're in character already. You're just totally in character. And Lisa Albrecht is playing Mary.
Mary.
Yeah, you got to have. You know, I can't play all the when I do it alone. I usually have somebody else play Mary. I've done it once or twice where I played Mary as well. It's really weird, you know, especially the part.
And it'll be hard to follow.
No, it actually works absolutely fine. If you've listened to all this once before and heard you do it, that's just having you do Mary just tips it in. And it finishes it off.
You know, and usually when I do it live at a party or an event or something, I have a volunteer play Mary. One of the very funniest times I ever did it was at this Catholic church, and the pastor agreed to play Mary. He was fabulous. It was really very, very funny. So, and we've got our scripts marked. We're going to run through this best we can on the fly to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then it will become part of posterity, and then I'll put a podcast up, and it will probably burn down the internet.
Don't get it like a second chance, just in case.
A second chance at what? You mean if you flub a line? Well, look, this is radio. This is being recorded. How would anybody know if I cleaned it up? They wouldn't. So there you go. Okay. I guess that's the answer to your question. We'll just assume that we go straight through. Okay?
Because we're professionals.
And cut.
Oh, look, Denny Sheeter's in the room. How did that happen? How you doing? Mm-hmm. All right, and Denny has a number of roles.
Yeah.
We should let you know that before we go off and do this. St. Joseph. Yep. He's got a couple of...
With an English accent.
No.
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 That's my thing, though. Anytime I get a script, I just can't help but do English accents. I got to stop.
This is why you're not a professional actor.
Or Denny Hamlin, one of the two.
Yeah, don't do that either. Okay.
And he plays a couple of men in the script and Mean Man and, you know, stuff like that.
Now, I got God, too, right, or no?
No, I'm doing God.
Okay. Makes sense.
I'll do God.
Yeah.
I mean, because I
the
am...
The host.
I am God.
God.
All right,
sense.
That's
yes.
the way I go. Okay, you guys ready? Oh, and I've got the... Got to have that, too.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You have the bell?
It's right there. So,
And Mike Sanders is helping out here, too.
Yes. Forgot about that. But, yes, Mike Sanders. Mike Sanders will appear from time to time. Now, here's the problem. He was not in the room with us. I'm going to cop to that. But he gets... What? Why are you looking like that?
You know, this whole big illusion that you're trying to create, and you just keep popping the bubbles.
You know... Transparency is my middle name.
Okay.
Speaking of which, are we recording? I'm looking over here.
That's oh, yeah.
Right. Okay. Oh, yeah, we are. Okay.
Sorry. Yep. See?
Didn't see the thing moving.
Otherwise, this wouldn't be airing right now. If I hadn't hit the record button.
There goes the bubble. He's blowing
once again.
The bubble back
it's
up.
Like, yeah.
And then in a little bit, he'll just pop it again.
Yeah. Hey, folks, listening on the 23rd, Mike Novak is in the studio. That's me, but not really
live
right now. No, I will be here. I am here. See, I can't even keep track of it. It's like a Star Trek episode or something, you know? Am I in the future or in the past?
Beam me up, Scotty.
Exactly. Here we go.
Wait a second. Look. It's Mike Sanders. How did you get here, Mike Sanders?
By the mass transit.
I thought it was time travel.
Oh, see?
Because we're recording this several weeks ahead, but you're not in the room, so obviously, wow, you're really a good science fiction guy.
That's what I do. So no one's here, but everyone's here.
Exactly.
This is crazy.
And we're popping this in the middle of this, so I can tell people that you're going to play God.
I thought you were playing God.
I am God. I don't need to play God.
I've been bestowed.
You've been bestowed. So you're going to play God.
All right.
And then later on, you're going to play Bert.
God and Bert.
And then I may throw in some other line for you. I don't know. Martini. You've got Martini, too.
Okay. Throw me another bone here.
Yeah, there you go. So you got three big rolls. All right. So let's go back in time to where we first recorded it, and then we'll start it with everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to present on WCPT Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM, and streaming live throughout the known universe, It's a Wonderful Slice of It's a Wonderful Life.
Hello, Joseph. Trouble?
A lot of people are asking for a help. Oh, whoops. A lot of people are...
Okay.
Okay. Right off the bat.
At least it wasn't me.
We're off to a great start.
We are going to start again.
Okay.
And right now, I'm leaving that on the tape. I am leaving that on the tape.
That's my icebreaker for everybody.
Okay, good. Thank you, Denny.
I love you, Denny.
Yeah,
I love you.
Okay, here we go.
Hello, Joseph. Trouble?
A lot of people are asking for help for a man named George Bailey.
Joseph, send for Clarence.
You send for me, sir?
Yes, Clarence. A man down on Earth needs our help.
Sir, if I should accomplish this mission, might I perhaps win my wings?
Clarence, you do a good job with George Bailey, and you'll get your wings.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
See the town?
Hey, who's that?
That's your problem. George Bailey. That's him when he was 12.
Help, George, help! Hang on, Harry!
George saved his brother's life that day.
Mr. Potter! Who's that?
That's Henry F. Potter, the richest and meanest man in the county.
Mr. Potter, what makes you such a hard-skulled character? You can't begin to spend all the money you've got. Oh, I suppose I should give it to miserable failures like you and that idiot brother of yours to spend for me. He's not a failure. You're not. You're the biggest man in town. Bigger than him. Bigger than everybody.
George Bailey, I'll love you till the day I die.
Hello, Mr. Gower.
Capsules.
Don't hit my sawyer again. Don't hit my sawyer again. Genuine English cowhide combination lock fitted up with brushes, combs. No. I want a big one. What'd you stop it for?
I want you to take a good look at that face.
Who is it?
George Bailey.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bailey.
Hello, Violet. Hey, you look good. That's some dress you got on there.
Why, this old thing? Why, I only wear it when I don't care how I look.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, my last meal in the old Bailey boarding house. You wouldn't consider coming back to the building alone, would you? I want to do something big and something important. Pop, I think I'll get dressed and go over to Harry's party.
Hee-haw!
Uh-oh. Sam Wainwright. Well, hello.
Hello.
And dance by the light of the moon. Ah, hot dog, just like an organ. Mary, I know what I'm going to do tomorrow and the next day and the next year and the year after that. I'm shaking the dust of this crummy little town off my feet and I'm going to see the world.
Hey, George, come on home, quick. Your father's had a stroke.
Now we come to the real purpose of this meeting, to appoint a successor to our dear friend Peter Bailey.
Therefore, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to dissolve this institution and turn its assets and liabilities over to the receiver. Just remember this, Mr. Potter, that this rabble you're talking about, they do most of the working and paying and living and dying in this community. Well, is it too much to have them work and pay and live and die in a couple of decent rooms and a bath? Anyway, my father didn't think so. People were human beings to him, but to you, a warped, frustrated old man, their cattle. Sentimental hogwash.
George, they voted Potter down. They've appointed George here as executive secretary to take his father's place.
I'm leaving. I'm leaving right now. I'm going to school. This is my last chance. Uncle Billy here. He's your man.
My wild Irish rose. I'm all right. I'm all right.
I know. He didn't go.
That's right.
Hello, Mary. I just happened to be passing by.
Yes, so I noticed. Well, are you coming in or aren't you?
Well, I'll come in for a minute.
Would you like to sit down?
All right, for a minute.
Would you like to leave?
Now, you listen to me. I don't want any plastics, and I don't want any ground floors, and I don't want to get married ever to anyone. You understand that? I want to do what I want to do, and you're... Oh, Mary,
George.
Is this a different man?
Yep.
Okay. Don't look now, but there's something funny going on over there at the bank. George, I've never really seen one, but that's got all the earmarks of being a run.
If you close your doors before 6 p.m., you will never reopen. 3, 2, 1, bingo! We made it! Close the door! We made it! Look, we're still in business. We still got $2 left. A toast to Mama Dollar and a Papa Dollar. And if you want to keep this old building and loan in business, you better have a family real quick.
I own the house. Me, Giuseppe Martini. I own my own house.
The Bailey family's been a boil on my neck long enough. I suppose I'll find out sooner or later, but just what exactly did you want to see me about? The point is, I want to hire you. George, I'll start you out at $20,000 a year. The answer's no. No, doggone it. You sit around here and you spin your little webs and you think the whole world revolves around you and your money. Well, it doesn't, Mr. Potter. In the whole vast configuration of things, I'd say you were nothing but a scurvy little spider. And that goes for you, too.
Now, you've probably already guessed that George never leaves Bedford Falls.
No.
Joseph, now show him what happened today.
8,000. Oops.
We've got to find that money.
I'm no good to you.
Where's that money, you silly, stupid old fool? Where's that money? You realize what this means? It means bankruptcy and scandal and prison. One of us is going to jail. Well, it's not going to be me.
Hello, darling.
Hello, hi, Daddy.
Da, 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 da.
Must she keep playing that? Daddy, the Browns next door have a new car. You should see it. Well, what's the matter with our car? Isn't it good enough for you? Hello, Mrs. Welsh? Say, what kind of a teacher are you anyway? Hello, who's this? Oh, Mr. Welsh. Okay, that's fine, Mr. Welsh. Give me a chance to tell you what I really think of your wife. Daddy, how do you spell hallelujah? How should I know? What do you think I am, a dictionary? Tommy, stop that. Stop it. Janie, haven't you learned that silly tune yet? You play it over and over again. Now stop it. Stop it. Well, what's the matter with everybody? Janie, go on. I told you to practice. Now go on. Play.
Oh, Daddy.
Must you torture the children?
Is Daddy in trouble?
Yes, Pete.
I'm in trouble, Mr. Potter. I've got to raise $8,000 immediately. You once called me a warped, frustrated old man. What are you but a warped, frustrated young man? But I tell you what I'm going to do for you, George. I'm going to swear out a warrant for your arrest. Misappropriation of funds. Malfeasance. Manipulation. Manuka. I'm just throwing another big M word there.
Why you drinking so much, my friend? Please go home, Mr. Bailey. This is a Christmas Eve.
Bailey, next time you talk to my wife like that, you'll get worse. Ah, now look what you did. My great-grandfather planted this tree. Come back here, you drunken fool.
Hey, what's the matter with you? Look where you're going. Help! Help!
Well, who are you then?
Clarence Oddbody, AS2.
AS2, what's that AS2?
Angel, second class.
Well, why'd you want to save me?
Oh, that's what I was sent down for. I'm your guardian angel.
You look about like the kind of angel I'd get.
What'd you say?
I said I wish I'd never been born.
Oh, no, you mustn't say that. Wait a minute. Joseph? You've got your wish. You've never been born.
Oh, what I need is a couple of good stiff drinks. How about you, Angel? You want a drink? Where's my car?
I beg your pardon?
My car. I'm the fellow that owns the car that ran into your tree.
You must mean two other trees. You had me worried. One of the oldest trees in Pottersville.
Pottersville? Why, you mean Bedford Falls.
I mean Pottersville.
Well, come on, Gabriel. Clarence! Clarence.
Uh-oh. Every time you hear a bell ring, it means that some angel's just got his wings.
That does it. Out, you two pixies, go through the door or out the window.
Get me. I'm giving out wings.
Yeah, you're crazy. That's what I think. You're screwy. You're driving me crazy, too. I'm seeing things here. I'm going home and see my wife and family. You understand that? And I'm going home alone. Ernie, take me home. I'm going off my nut.
Hey, where do you live?
Well, now, doggone it, Ernie. Don't you start pulling that stuff. You know where I live. 320 Sycamore. Now, hurry up.
All right. 320 Sycamore.
Bert, what's happened to this house? Where's Mary? Where's my kids?
Watch him, Bert.
Bert, Ernie, what's the matter with you two guys? You were here on my wedding night. You both of you stood out there on the porch and sung to us. Don't you remember?
Shh. Mother, this is George. I thought sure you'd remember me.
George who?
Shh. All I know is that this should be Bailey Park. But where are the houses? Gone. Where's Harry? Dead. Where's Mary? You're not going to like it, George. Where's Mary? Where is she? She's just about to close up the library. There must be some easier way for me to get my wings. Mary, it's George. Don't you know me? What's happened to us?
I don't know you. Let me go.
Mary, please. Oh, don't do this to me. Please, Mary, help me. Where's our kids? I need you, Mary.
Stand back. Pow, pow, pow.
Help me, Clarence. Please, I want to live again.
George, hey, what's the matter?
Now get out of here, Bert, or I'll hit you again. Get out of here.
What in the Sam Hill are you yelling for, George?
Bert, do you know me?
Hey, your mouth's bleeding.
Are you sure you're all right?
My mouth's bleeding, Bert! My mouth's bleeding! Zuzu's petals! Zuzu! There they are! Bert! What do you know about that? Merry Christmas! Yay! Hello, Bedford Falls! Merry Christmas, movie house! Merry Christmas, Emporium! Merry Christmas, you wonderful old building and loan! Hey, Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter!
Happy New Year to you in jail!
Merry Christmas, Daddy!
Kids, Janie, Tommy!
Daddy!
Zuzu! Zuzu, my little ginger snap, how do you feel?
Fine, not a smidge of temperature.
George!
Oh, let me touch you. Are you real? You have no idea what's happened to me.
Come on, George. Come on downstairs. Come in, Uncle Billy, everybody.
Mary did it, George. Mary did it. She told some people or we were in trouble. They scouted around the town and they collected money.
Harry!
A toast to my big brother George, the richest man in town.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and ever brought to mind?
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right. That's right. Attaboy, Clarence.
Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet. For Auld Lang Syne.
Oh, come on. You can applaud, Ron.
That was fun.
That was really weird.
Yeah. Where's that train? Watch out.
I can't wait for Sanders' Italian voice.
Oh, Sanders is he's brilliant. I can tell you right now, because this is pre-recorded and yes, I've already heard it, he's brilliant. Well, Mike Sanders, you just came back from the future again to this recording. You were magnificent. Let's see. You played a lot of roles. You played God.
Yes, I did. Yep.
You played...
Bert and Ernie?
Bert and Ernie. How did you do that?
That's pretty good, right?
That was great.
Thank you. All right.
You played, Giuseppe Martini.
I did, yes.
And you didn't sound like Dracula?
I did a little Dracula.
Just a little bit.
Montesacchio.
I think it's something else. I have no idea. I know. Oh, Sam Wainwright.
This is, yes.
Hee-haw.
Hee-haw. That was the one for me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So... excellent job, Mike Sanders. I'm going back to the past now.
All right, I'll watch you leave.
Okay, goodbye, Mike Sanders. Goodbye. Bye. Well, thank you, folks, for coming in.
Redos?
The whole thing's a redo. I mean... what are you talking about?
That's what I mean.
Sarah, you were brilliant.
Actually, Sarah killed it.
Yeah,
she nailed it.
Yeah,
I thought Lisa
about
did.
Had to sing. Hopefully, you can tweak that in studio.
Oh, there's nothing I can do now. It's recorded.
It's there.
It's in digital
format.
Digital format. I mean, I could replace some of your lines with test tone.
Yes.
That might work. But we might do that. Well, since
I love Janie's piano.
I thought that was great too.
Mm-hmm.
So pull the mic over there. I want everybody to give a holiday wish here on the Mike Novak Show from my staff and, of course, Ron Calgill from Mighty House. You got to do it on behalf of everybody in Mighty House.
The Mighty House team, yes.
Saturday mornings, 8 to 11 a.m. on Chicago's Progressive Talk.
Right here.
What are you doing for Christmas?
Nothing.
Really?
That's it.
I like that idea.
Yes. I'm real festive. They call me Mr. Scrooge at home. So they alternate that by the Grinch and Mr. Scrooge.
I like it.
Yes.
I knew there was something about you I liked. There we go. Sarah, what about you?
What we're doing for Christmas? We're getting together on Christmas Eve with the family.
Oh,
and then maybe
sweet.
Stay in the pajamas on Christmas morning.
Get the footy pajamas out.
That's it. Thank goodness my show's not on Christmas Day like it was last year. Lisa?
Actually, we're getting together on the 23rd, so hopefully as this is airing, my family will be celebrating and unwrapping presents and doing everything on Sunday.
So are you guys going to listen to this?
You know we will be. Maybe we'll pull up to a fireplace and it'll become a little family tradition. And
I've got an old radio for you to listen to. You can plug that in, old-time radio, listen to that. It would be perfect.
I was thinking they would get the fireplace going and throw the radio into it.
Yeah, that would work too.
And Denny, what about you, buddy?
That may happen at the end of, they hear it, by the way, throwing it in the fire. Well, I went back home for Thanksgiving, so I just did some power playing, and I'm going to be working at the station Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
So one of the things you find out about radio, I can't tell you how many holidays I've worked over my illustrious career. So
time and a half, baby. Watch out.
You wish.
No, I really do. I get time and a half.
You really?
Yeah.
Rock on, brother.
Yeah.
All right.
15 hours Christmas Eve, 15 hours Christmas Day.
Wow.
Time and a half.
Love it.
Every time you hear a bell rings, it means that some ancient engineer's just gotten angel
time and
near,
a half.
Gotten time and a half. Exactly.
Baby, some balding guy's got some money.
Well, thank you all for doing this. Now I got to go back and edit the darn thing and put it all together.
Good luck with that, sir.
We're sorry.
Thanks. All right. You guys have a great holiday.
Adios.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And are we in the present now? Is this
wait,
real time or is it the future?
Yep.
Is it?
No music, so we're here live.
Oh, wait, Jennifer's here, so it must be the present. So, wow. See, and that's why I explained earlier. I said I didn't know whether people would be able to follow that at all. Lady B, were you able to follow that? Okay, Lady B said she was able to follow it. So
All right. Our
time travel worked.
Nice.
In putting the whole thing, because let me explain for those who are really confused by the time travel thing, is that we all got in the studio a couple of weeks ago to record that, except Mike Sanders wasn't there, so
yeah.
I brought him in later, and then that's how I made him part of it and edited in his parts. Good job there, Denny.
Oh, hey, thank you.
Everybody.
I see the look on Jennifer's face. I know you want to do it next year. So we got to get Jennifer on board next year.
I'll be the coffee cake queen.
I think you'd make a good Violet.
Oh, yeah. Good Violet? Oh, okay.
Afternoon, Mr. Bailey.
Afternoon, Mr. Bailey.
Why, this old thing, I only wear it when I don't care how I look. You'd be great. Because you do the calcium thing anyway.
I do. Yeah, absolutely.
You got to explain one more time, since we got a couple of minutes here, about the calcium. Why your whole calcium shtick, which is now part of a promo running here at WCPT.
Well, you know, I mean, chemistry is a magical thing, and when you understand how it works, then you know you understand how life works, and you know, especially biology and especially plants and things like that. And I learned a long time ago that if you know math and you know chemistry, you can make people fold their cards, and put them down on the table because everyone's intimidated by that. And so I came up with this great story to help my staff understand the importance of calcium and why calcium works. And so that's where the calcium is that element that is it's very promiscuous and it breaks up and binds and it mixes with all the other elements. And so that's why I like calcium. And so then we had that wonderful show where the gentleman with the calcium council or the calcium company.
Yeah, yeah.
He was on the other line, and so I told that story, and he thought that was a really good story.
No, but you got to explain how you explained it, which is
calcium
is like the woman who walks into the party.
And the black leather dress and the fishnet stockings and the 4-inch heels. And you know, and she comes in with her date, and she immediately breaks apart from her date, and then she causes all the other couples to break apart at the party because all the men are so attracted to her, and so then she messes around with those men the whole party and ends up causing the whole world to break down and break apart. So the next
time you eat Tums with calcium, this is happening in your stomach. the calcium tramp is down there bonding with all the guys.
All the bad acids.
Oh, man. You know? Give that lady a ding. She needs a ding.
Oh, my goodness.
That was good.
You are good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let me take care of a little business. You're scaring me here, Jennifer. But she did bring a coffee cake. So.
And it's bad acid.
Bad acids.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Homemade.
Oh, that's just too good. Okay. Stick around. When we come back, let's do a little holiday gifts, a real quick segment. Because
oh, yeah.
You got
okay,
some good advice,
some good ideas, yeah.
some of which I did on Ron Calgill's show, Mighty House, yesterday. But I want to tell you about one that I talked about yesterday that
cool.
Maybe you've heard of and maybe you haven't.
But I may have to go get it for myself.
I think you might like this one.
Cool.
All right. It's the Mike Novak Show in Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
Hi, my name is Peggy, and I publish the greenest magazine in Chicago. Natural Awakenings is packed with fresh information to help you lead a more healthful and sustainable life. Whether you practice yoga or work out, shop fair trade, are mindful of the food you eat and grow, or want a greener and more balanced life, Natural Awakenings is your go-to source for making informed decisions. In print or online, each month you'll find the latest news about what's healthy for our bodies, our families, and the earth, as well as a complete calendar of local events. And did I tell you that the magazine is free and available at locations across northern Chicagoland? Or find us online at nachicagonorth.com. If you're a green or wellness business in search of like-minded consumers, our readers are your potential customers. Call us today at 847-858-3697 to learn more. 847-858-3697. Natural Awakenings Magazine. Feel good, live simply, laugh more.
Looking for a housing investment that can pay big dividends? Remodel your kitchen or bathroom. You'll freshen up your home and add value to it, too.
Trust DR Services Unlimited, 847-998-1687 for all your remodeling needs. Kitchens, bathrooms, master suites, and more. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau and recommended on Angie's List. DR is a proud member of NARI. DR provides exceptional quality at a fair price. Contact DR at 847-998-1687 or at RestoreTheNorthShore.com.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is Michael Jackson of the Jackson 5 wishing a happy holiday to all Motown fans.
Here comes Santa and his reindeer with a Yuletide message for all to hear. Make it a white Christmas. Give her a major appliance.
Wife wouldn't love a modern home freezer, an up-to-date range.
A big new refrigerator, a smart steel cabinet sink, a clothes washer or dryer.
An automatic water heater, a wonderful dishwasher.
These are all gifts that do so much to lighten a wife's work. Give her more time to spend with the rest of the family.
So men, take this hint from U.S. Steel.
And you ladies, remind him by singing this song.
Silent night, oh.
Sometimes those bits just fall into your lap. It just sometimes they just happen.
Yeah. You know, I really don't like Christmas music that much, but these few weeks you've had excellent, excellent holiday music.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the CD that you can sell.
Actually, I got a CD for you, Denny. I'll lay it on you before I leave today.
Oh, do it. Do it.
It was going to be Lisa's, but you just inherited it.
Well, she snoozed.
That's right.
And she lost.
And she lost. Mm-hmm. I'll make one for her, too. But I got it here, and I burned a bunch of these on here. So all my Xmas favorites.
Cool.
Mike's music.
Mike's music. And you're music. Jennifer, you're a fan of the music of the show.
I am. I love it. I love it.
Well,
year-round music. You should do a year-round CD, too.
I don't have the rights to all that music. But, you know, I can just burn one on the sly and hand it to friends, I guess. That's how we do that. So, yesterday on Mighty House, Ron asked me about great gardening gifts.
Cool.
For the holidays. And you came up with several that are just wonderful.
Yeah.
For instance, the Felco pruners, obviously.
Yeah, that's kind of like the, you know, kind of the classic top of the list, you know.
But I personally, I like the the Fiskars with the ratchet, you know, the power gear.
You know, I mean, just a good quality pair of pruning shears. If you don't have one, you have to. That should be on the top of your Christmas list.
And by the way, that's Jennifer Brennan, who's the horticulture information specialist at Chalet, and my co-host on Dig In Chicago.
Yeah.
Our TV show, which will be back for 2013.
Yeah.
For those of you who didn't hear that earlier in the show. What's this DRAM product that you've got?
Oh, that's that fun little, they're called garden scissors, but that little, it's the ergonomic correct. It fits in the palm of your hand. I should have brought it with me. I didn't know I was going to be on the air today, but you know, we were giving them to the people that are guests, on the show this year, and everyone loves them because it has a ring that attaches to your hand so that you, when you're clipping in the garden, you don't have to hang on to it. It just sticks to your hand, and it's a stainless steel, blade, wonderful, sharp, and you can trim and prune, and if it's in your pocket, it's great, and it's not that expensive.
And you like, of course, the also in the DRAM product, the one-touch shower and stream hose nozzle.
That is the coolest thing because it's got a thumb, attachment. So you just push your thumb on it and it turns it on, and you pull the thumb down and it turns it off. Just one hand action. It's cool.
Okay, second here, I got a tweet from the Seed Keeper company, and
great.
Some love to the Seed Keeper. I'll tell you what, you want to get a gift for somebody, go to Seed Keeper. Is it seedkeeper.com? I think it is. I'm going to go there right now. And it basically, it's a way to keep your seeds
fresh
and orderly, filed. They'll send it to me, but that's .com. Is that it?
Great time.
Survey says, they were writing that they liked hearing the commercials that I was playing. The seed, it's seedkeepercompany.com. Okay, I'm pretty sure if this computer would work a little faster, but yep, that's it. Seedkeepercompany.com. And you get a little kit, and you got envelopes, and you got little things you can label with. And because they liked it, I'm going to play one more for them.
It's eggnog time.
Eggnog time.
Lucerne eggnog time.
Have plenty of Lucerne eggnog ready when the doorbells chime.
Rich cream and egg, new spice, so nice, all mixed and ready to pour.
Eggnog to your friends. Get Lucerne eggnog at your Safeway store.
So innocent, these songs.
I know. Commercials used to be so innocent.
I know.
Now we're just hammered by them. there's your shout out. See, whoa.
Is that the Christmas past?
It's my computer here. I got to turn the volume down. That's extra noise here. And I got this wonderful Facebook comment from Alan. I don't know how to pronounce your name, Alan. It's Sizes or something like that. Is it true that when somebody votes Republican that God pulls the wings off an angel? That's the vengeful God.
Oh, my.
All right. So the thing I was going to tell you about that I found, and I found this on the Rodale site.
Ooh, I love Rodale.
It's the Rittenhouse Electroweeder. Are you familiar with this?
No.
This device uses heat, not chemicals, to kill weeds. Just plug it in, turn it on, then wait 3 minutes while the ceramic heating stone warms up to 400 degrees Fahrenheit.
Whoa.
When you push the hot spike tip into a weed, the heat disrupts the plant's ability to function and kills it all the way down to the root.
Yeah, and out to the tips of the branches. Cool.
They say not everyone's budget has room for an electric weed wiper outer. That's what the hula hoe is for. They also had a hula hoe.
Okay. I have one of those.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
But you also like the Roy Diblick hoe.
Man, I love that one because...
Explain what that is exactly.
Well, it's a long, long-handled hoe where the head is at the perfect angle so you can stand upright, and you just push it back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and I can hoe my whole garden in my front yard in 20 minutes.
Amazing.
It's incredible.
There's some new style hose out there.
And that's from DeWitt.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's wonderful.
So there's a couple of the different hose out there.
Yeah, that's
Roy Diblick's
favorite.
Since we're in that season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's perfect. Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, see?
We're almost out of time here.
Wow.
And by the way, the hula ho and the written. Oh, I see. I went back. I shouldn't have. I thought people might, if they want to get that weed thing, it's go to rittenhouse.ca. RittenHouse.ca.
It's Canada.
Thank you, Jennifer Brennan. What a wonderful.
Thank you.
It's the best Christmas ever.
Yeah.
Denny Sheeter, thank you. Thank you to Rick DeMaio, to Pat Skatch, to Mike Sanders and Lisa Albrecht and Sarah Batka and Ron Cowgill, the whole team for just a wonderful, wonderful holiday treat. And I wish everybody a fabulous season. And we, as we say at the end of this show, go green or
go home.
Go home.